I've always been profoundly fascinated by the First World War, gripped, mesmerized like the proverbial rabbit in the headlights, longing to tear myself away from the terror, but unable to do so. It's the thought of those young men leaving England and many other countries with notions of honour and glory in their heads, visions of cavalry charges with colours flying and swords raised, only to be met swiftly enough by mud and squalor, rats, disease, barbed wire, endless shelling, and the inevitable journey, slow trudge or mad rush across the lunar landscape of no man's land into the teeth of massed ranks of machine guns and almost certain death. Sheer, unimaginable horror. I've always wanted to pay my respects in some way to this lost generation, mindful of the fact that I have been spared what they were not. So when I came across Max's book, the path seemed very clear. And what struck me most was the straightforward nature of these words. Simple, straightforward language to describe extraordinary circumstances. Occasionally a line of near poetry, which stands out. There's one in the fifth song you'll hear, which says, "I'd never dreamt that even borrowed time could go so slowly," which I love. So this straightforward language seems to add a layer of harsh reality and somehow a poignancy. Much as I love the poets of the Great War from many different countries, this is somehow more harsh reality and more poignant through its sheer simplicity. Each song, there are 12 songs, seeks to capture a state of mind. We've got the German point of view and the British point of view, very important. We've got the female point of view from the home front as well as that of the men on the front line. So each seeks to capture a state of mind. For the men, it's fear, obviously. It's anticipation, despair. It's the witnessing of maiming, of death, of destruction, and the experience of killing itself. For the women, a different experience, naturally, but one shot through with a growing sense of loss, equally valid. The little girl at the beginning illustrates this loss. You remember Mark Twain saying that the loss of a bear to a child was akin to the loss of a crown to a king. This little girl loses her favourite camel, a German camel taken from her by her grandma when war breaks out because nothing German may remain. And we move on to Kitty Eckersley, the sweet, naive, very dear, simple woman, the factory worker, whose three-part story threads through the narrative of the song cycle, ending in tragedy. But before that point, she affords us a little much-needed light relief from the constant barrage of doom and gloom from the gentleman. And I've tried to capture her naive simplicity with some naive, simple, tuneful music. See what you think. In conclusion, as I think it says in your programmes, no delving into the First World War can be a cheerful experience. But the words in Max's wonderful book, and I hope my songs, will allow us to come a little closer to those who experienced what we have been spared, and I think that's a connection worth having.